1390 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillar. The New Hampshire primary just 3 days away. Former President Trump campaigning in Concord on Friday, looking for another commanding victory, while Nikki Haley campaigned in Manchester, hoping for an upset. A U.S. citizen has died in the occupied West Bank, the State Department confirming the death on Friday. Palestinian health officials say the Palestinian-American teen was killed by Israeli forces. Israel has not commented. Efforts continuing to stop what will be the first inmate executed using nitrogen gas. Robert Dunham with the Death Penalty Policy Project is fighting to halt the scheduled execution of Kenneth Smith on the 25th.
Over and over, the states have persistently shown that they are not capable of carrying it out in a fair and dignified manner.
Smith would be killed by hypoxia as executioners replace his breathable air with nitrogen. Actor Alec Baldwin once again facing a felony involuntary manslaughter charge over the onset shooting death of a cinematographer 3 years ago in New Mexico. This is ABC News. A commuter plane making an emergency landing on a snowy highway near Washington Dulles Airport on Friday.
The Southern Airways Express flight departed Dulles Airport headed for Pennsylvania with seven people on board, declaring a mayday just minutes after takeoff. Witnesses praising the pilot expertly landing the plane under traffic lights.
Heard a loud noise, thinking, you know, my car blew up or something. And, you know, I look up and there's a plane 20 feet above me.
Good Samaritans rushing to make sure everyone was okay. Amazingly, no one injured.
ABC's Ariel Reshef. As many as 121 unmarked graves in a former black cemetery have been discovered at a U.S. Air Force base in Florida, according to military officials. An archaeological survey performed over the past 2 years at MacDill Air Force Base in Tampa identified 58 probable graves and 63 possible graves on the base. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion into your local Civic Media radio station.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. There's new grant money to encourage schools and farmers in Wisconsin to develop farm-to-table collaborations. Mike Mohn reports.
Starting February 1st, Wisconsin will be one of four states in the Great Lakes region to accept grant applications from community partners developing plans for getting more locally grown foods into school cafeterias. The funding comes from the USDA, and the Lake Michigan School Food System Innovation Hub is facilitating the effort. Dahi Wolf of the statewide group Kids Forward says the primary mission is simple.
We want local, healthy school food that kids love to eat.
Kids Forward is a member of the Innovation Hub and is helping leading Wisconsin's rollout of the grant initiative. Wolf says having healthier options might enhance student outcomes while also getting more culturally appropriate options in diverse school districts. He says a key challenge is that the National School Lunch Program is restrictive in providing reimbursements for the types of food that are served. Wolf points to efforts in Stevens Point to serve Hmong cuisine to high school students. That's led to discussions to seek more federal exceptions. Meanwhile, he says enhancing the farm-to-school pipeline could be a big plus in a state like Wisconsin.
We're not like Iowa that's mostly a commodity state with corn. I mean, we have local growers, and so we have all this opportunity to connect local communities to the producers.
He says this benefits local economies. Wolf says Wisconsin will prioritize gathering feedback from students so they're clear about the food they want to eat. The grants range from $10,000 to $250,000. The overall program is designed to last for 5 years. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs around 12 degrees. Wind chills remain below zero. 6 below tonight, 20 and partly sunny for Sunday. Still a bit breezy. For Monday, mostly cloudy. We'll see a high near 33. Chance of rain and snow Monday night into Tuesday with highs in the mid-30s.
Currently 2 below zero.
Broadcasting from the Eagle's Nest.
With everything lacrosse is talking about.
You're soaring with Eagle 1490.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Show broadcasting live from the top of State Street here
in beautiful Madison, Wisconsin. I am not Todd Alba.
I'm Luke Mathers, joined by Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. And you on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. Mr. Alba on a very well-deserved rest and relaxation long weekend, but in his absence, Aaron and I are having a little fun here on the Todd Alba Show, and you can have that fun with us. Call or text 844-967-2789. Let's head back over to the phone lines. We've got Greg in Madison calling in. Greg, what's on your mind today?
Hey, we were talking about Fox News there, but briefly, Carl Springer took my call, and he did something that no right-wing show would ever do, and that is just put me on the air. He didn't want to find out about Democrat, Republican. He just let me on the air. Now, if you call into a right wing talk show, they're not gonna let a left winger on to say anything. It's all one side, okay? They won't get challenged at all. And you know, the reason that Fox does so well is because three things: pretty girls, right? Show a little. Thigh, show the leg, you know, bang the drums real loud, and sell the red, white, blue. And they're American. We love the military. And we're Americans. We're good Americans. And blah blah blah. And wave the fag. And people like that. You know, people say, oh, they're for America. So I'm going to watch them, especially, you know, not around here in Madison so much, but down south, you know. That's how they get away with it. But what Fox does and what right wing shows do the best is they lie. They lie, and the lie is a lie of omission. They won't talk about anything that Trump does that's bad or anything like that. They won't mention that at all. But they'll certainly, if Biden is doing anything, they think unseemly or something, they'll bring it up, or they'll, you know, as far as him being, you know, not mentally sharp or something, you know. And then if Trump slips up or something, well, they're not going to talk about that. And that's the lie. The lie mainly is the lie of omission. So,
and sorry to cut you short there, Greg, but I agree with the fact that if it's omission, then we've got the framing that first hour article talking from the Wall Street Journal, discussing how this is all of a sudden. It is all of a sudden. Americans are suddenly upbeat about economy. Sentiment just logged its biggest jump in decades. Framing it that way, and that's not Fox News. Again, that's the Wall Street Journal. There are plenty of outlets, I think, that do this framing, that say, oh, it just magically happened. We're not going to talk about how we got here, but it just magically, sentiments are rising. Sentiments are improving. So appreciate the phone call, Greg. You can be like Greg, 844-967-2789. You are listening to the Todd Alba Show across the Civic Media Radio Network. I am Luke Mathers, filling in for Mr. Alba. Aaron, you've got something you want to add?
Yeah, another slightly less cynical but still cynical take on why news outlets do that.
Cynical light.
Yeah, a little diet cynical. Rather than just everybody being all about the clicks, regardless of what the news is, I think another big aspect is just that so much content has to be produced. And that's why, well, the business models, for the corporate greed, so much content has to be produced that they turn to things like AI and then get in trouble when it's bad. And maybe they don't have time, don't allow themselves to have the time to go through and actually research, like, why is the economy good? I don't know. It just is. We need to publish this article an hour ago.
Just go. It's just vibes. Just run. All right. We should be working on the next story already.
So maybe still cynical, but less malicious.
Okay. All right. I could see that one too. I think that there is that degree that it's just got to feed the machine. You got to churn out all of this. And I would argue though that, and maybe I'm in the minority on this argument, that Americans, Wisconsinites, everybody wants better information.
I certainly do.
We don't want just more information or the quickest information, do we? We should strive for getting things right, for better reporting, better journalism, better information. And to me, that maybe is the way that these corporations, Fox News, Wall Street Journal, other media outlets are set up to just feed the machine, to churn out more and more content. But if that is the case, I think that's because the incentives are there for them to do that. They're doing it because it's profitable, because they can make more clicks, more sell more ads, do all of those things. And so we as consumers need to change our habits then to make sure that our habits are incentivizing these outlets to be better. And that's a hard thing to do. That takes introspective of saying, okay, well, I want to reward the outlets. And that you see a lot of that with subscription models where it's like, I'm not going to just be able to get the best content that I want for free anymore. Bygone are the eras of just three network channels. And it's easy to compete against two other competitors, and you're going to strive to be the best. And so we do see a rise in subscription models now where you have to go and you have to pay for individual content when you know the source is good. But that doesn't solve broadcast. That doesn't solve informing everybody that's possible there to be informed. And so I think that is a deeper part of the conversation. And what better time to have a deep conversation like this about, you know, setting goals, introspective, being better about ourselves than in January? I feel like a lot of people are doing it in January. You, Mr. Zommer, is not so much the case, though. But this one raised an eyebrow to it because I did not know that Quitter's Day was a thing. Quitter's Day. If you've heard of it, and this is an ongoing thing, maybe you've prepared in your New Year's resolutions for Quitter's Day. I did not know that the second Friday in January, so 1 week ago, January 12th, is referred to as Quitter's Day. And it's a pretty staggering number, Aaron, of how many people give up their New Year's resolutions come January. And you say you didn't create one this year. You're not participating in the new year, new you?
Yeah, I guess I've never been one to jump on those kind of trends, in that I will say, all right, this year I have some goals. And I am working towards them, but I don't call it a resolution. I feel like for me, it works better if I just say, you know what, I want to start eating healthier. And then, just like we mentioned earlier with mental health or the economy, after a while, you check in with yourself and you see, how am I doing? Am I doing well? Okay, got to keep that up. Or have I not lost any weight? Do I still feel tired all the time? Maybe it's because I'm still eating garbage. So You know, I think I've made it past Quitter's Day.
So you're working on messaging then. You're messaging to yourself what your resolutions are. Okay.
Actually, that's a lot of how my self-talk operates. Is you got to change your messaging to actually get myself to do it.
There you go. So resolutions, poor messaging for Mr. Aaron Zommers. But Quitter's Day apparently is named Quitter's Day because around 80%, 4 out of 5 Americans who made New Year's resolutions have reportedly abandoned them. So 4 out of 5 people, 12 days in, I feel like that's really early for a Quitter's Day. Like, that just feels like either Americans as a whole or whichever Americans are reporting to this piece I'm reading from Huffington Post talking about Quitter's Day. Is it that they're just set too lofty goals and then 12 days later they're like, eh.
Probably.
That one's not going to work out for me. I overestimated. Because, like, what if you set a goal of, I want to read more, and you're like, I'm going to read 10 books this year, or one book a month, 12 books for the year. You're telling me that people are already thrown in the towel by the second Friday of January? That just seems too early.
I think the problem is that too many people might be saying, instead of saying, I'm going to read a book sometime in January, they're like, I'm going to read 2 books every week.
Yeah,
or something.
That's not sustainable if you are not doing any reading. Right. I'm trying to read more. I'm with you in the boat. Folks, you're listening to the Todd Alba Show. I'm Luke Mathers, filling in for Mr. Alba. We'll have to ask him whether or not he made it past Quitter's Day when he returns on Monday. But in the meantime, Mr. Aaron Zommers and I filling in Todd's absence. I'm with you, Aaron. I didn't do any New Year's resolutions because I think it's silly to think that at the turn of a calendar year is the time that you need to make the changes. Like, if you've gotten to the point, say, in October or February, and you want to make a change, you shouldn't wait 2 or 10 months to make that change. That change shouldn't become just like, oh, that's going to be what my New Year's resolution is for 2024. I think it's good to have goals. I think it's really good to try to be bettering yourself. Like we've discussed, there's a lot of hard work. We're all doing great. That's the important thing. In our own individual selves, like, we're trying our best. I truly believe at my core that people are trying to be their best selves. Not everybody has the best intentions, but they're trying to be their best genuine selves. And so we're constantly improving. I think it's important to constantly be setting goals for ourselves. But just because it's the turn of a calendar month doesn't necessarily mean that that's the best time. And maybe people are setting themselves up to fail, which is why it's called Quitter's Day on the second Friday of January. If you've made it past Quitter's Day, or you didn't and want to share why you think you already threw in the towel for your 2024 resolutions, we want to hear from you. 844-967-2789. You're listening again to the Todd Alba Show. We're going to get to your phone calls, 844-967-2789. We've got a very exciting weekend coming up here across the Civic Media Radio Network. You're going to want to stay tuned. We've got Wisconsin Badgers basketball coming up this evening, hosting Indiana. We've got the Milwaukee Bucks on several different Civic Media stations, heading to Detroit, looking to bounce back from that terrible defeat against the Cleveland Cavaliers earlier this week. And we've got the Lou Regani Show, Music of the Stars, broadcasting live across the Civic Media Network this Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. So much going on here in Civic Media. We got even more that we're going to talk about and going to take your phone calls about making it past Quitter's Day and your 2024 New Year's resolutions. You're listening to the Todd Alba Show. I'm Luke Mathers, filling in for Todd on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Even Republicans know what they don't like, Vivek.
As of this moment, we are going to suspend this presidential campaign.
Oh, this is like the Captain Kirk of goodbye speeches. I must leave the race now.
No path to victory.
There is no path for
the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
To the Todd Alba Show. I am Luke Mathers, filling in for Mr. Alba as he is away. Got Mr. Aaron Zommers on the ones and twos. Excellent production, producer, engineer, extraordinaire. See, Todd comes up with all of these very, very unique monikers as well. And I'm like,
he's got a lot of adjectives.
He does. He is a thesaurus of adjectives. If you want to join Aaron and I on the big show this Friday afternoon, broadcasting live atop of State Street, 844-967-2789. That's 844-96-PARTY. You can join in the conversation discussing Quitter's Day taking place last Friday. We are a week beyond Quitter's Day. So if you're still doing your 2024 New Year's resolution, you've got a ton of time already covered beyond 80% of Americans, accordingly. You're a week farther than 4 out of 5 Americans when it comes to their 2024 resolutions. If you want to share your thoughts, where you are at the process of bettering yourself here in 2024, we want to hear it. 844-967-2789. Let's head to Brian in Maquanago. Brian, how are we doing? Did you make it past Quitter's Day?
I sure hope so, except I didn't set a resolution. I was going on your what you had mentioned before about maybe not necessarily setting something in stone for January 1st. And last year, I just went with timing of the seasons where I quit smoking in March, in the beginning of March last year. And knowing that, you know, spring was around the corner and I'd hopefully be getting out and doing more. And I'm happy to say that come this March, I'll hit a full year of not smoking cigarettes. And
fantastic.
I'm really happy about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations.
Congratulations.
That is not
easy. I was going to say, that is not an easy feat. Were you able, how were you able to curb the addiction, Brian, if you don't mind me asking?
I went with the drug Chantix, and unfortunately I started getting sick from it, chronic nausea, but I think that also might have been a conflict from some other meds for my heart meds. But nonetheless, so I quit early on it, but I was so determined this time around because this was probably my third time of quitting, so to speak. And this time around, for whatever reason, just now that I'm done and, you know, hopefully far enough removed from it, anytime I'm around someone that's smoking, I just can't stand that smell. Whereas in the past, if I smelled someone smoking a cigarette, I hate to admit that it smelled good. So thankfully, hopefully this time's permanent, and by no means does my story make anyone else's story more easily done or less. But I just thought I'd mention, you know, if you're quitting, like something for quitting smoking, timing it with the seasons. Or, you know, if you know you're going to be out and about and doing more in the summer or spring, maybe that's the time to you know, change your diet or you know, quit a bad habit like drinking or smoking. That's all.
No, it's terrific, Brian.
Go Pack, go.
Appreciate it. Yes, go Pack. You got a prediction for tomorrow night's big game?
No, and I did, and I'm saying that because I did not have a prediction last week. So I'm going to go with that.
There you go.
Fingers crossed and watch with hopeful eyes.
There we go. Appreciate the phone call, Brian. And I've got my lucky socks. I've been wearing them all since no, I'm just kidding. I'm not wearing the same socks since last weekend's Packers victory. I too, share that sentiment, Brian, where it's like, I had very little expectations going into last week. If I keep it the same, I can only be excited. I'm not going to be disappointed that way because
that's where I'm at.
Yeah, it's. I think it's going to be hopefully a good game. I think that the fact that the Packers are one of 8 teams only left that have a chance at winning the Super Bowl and hoisting the Lombardi Trophy, early next month. That's a pretty impressive feat in itself.
Oh yeah.
And I think it's an impressive feat, Brian, to be able to curb an addiction like smoking cigarettes and timing it up to what you knew was going to be best for you, and saying I'm going to make that change in March, and hopefully, like you said, come this March, going to be 1 year off of them. I think that's tremendous. And I think maybe that's why we're seeing so many of these. 4 out of 5 just seems like a very large number for Quitter's Day to already toss in their New Year's resolutions. And quitting smoking is not an easy resolution. That's not just, like, that is a very difficult thing to curb. And the fact that Brian, you're going on almost a year here because you timed it up right and you did what was best for you, I think speaks volumes. And I think maybe more Americans would be able to have success in doing what they want to do to improve if they took Brian's advice and what I believe you and I also agree is the best tactic. Don't wait for the turn of the calendar year.
Yeah, I think that waiting for spring or summer is huge for what most people's resolutions are. Like, what's the classic one? Start working out, lose some weight, get some exercise. Well, doing that in January in Wisconsin,
it's not easy.
Come on.
It's not easy. Do you know how easy of an excuse it is to look outside your window, see the roads right now, and be like, nah, I can't go to the gym. I can't go for a run.
And who can blame you?
Right. It's a pretty good excuse. I mean, it's tough. So hats off to you, Brian. 844-967-2789. If you want to be like Brian and share your thoughts on Quitter's Day and resolutions that you've made that have stuck beyond this apparent 12-day expiration day that we had here in 2024. I want to hear those thoughts. 844-967-2789. Up next, we got Tom in Grafton sharing his thoughts. Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hi. Hey, I'm really glad you've got Lou Regani playing a bigger role now. And I'm gonna bet that a lot of people are going to like his older style of music. And just, he plays old classics from different singers and stuff and bands and stuff. And it's just really neat. And it kind of classes up the joint, you know, which.
Wait, are you saying that Aaron and I filling in for Todd are not classy, Tom? Come on.
Well, it's a slightly higher, not higher. Not too much, but a teeny bit more.
Maybe a different kind of class.
Right, right. He actually had a show on his old network where he would talk Monday through Friday, like for an hour or 2 hours, and he'd give like a history of Racine Kenosha. And that was really neat too. So I'm hoping you guys may be able to do something, you know, maybe once during the week or something like that for him too. But really a neat and a great voice. I got something else too, is that I noticed the last few weeks you've been putting on these little like 30-second music blurbs kind of here and there. And it's taken me a while to get used to it. I like it when you do like a news break or something. It'll be like a little noise in front of it, or here comes the news or something like that. But these other ones just kind of intersperse and take me a little bit to get used to them. Though I hope that doesn't hurt your feelings, but
no, by all means, Tom, we appreciate the fact that you're listening, and it is definitely a very great addition to the Civic Media Network, Lou Regani. We're thrilled to have Music of the Stars every Sunday morning. Lou's been broadcasting on WRJN Racine for the last several weeks, and we're very excited to be rolling Lou out to the entire network. I'm not going to take it too personal that he's a little classier, apparently. I do get the Gatsby vibes, though. From the Music of the Stars, if you're like the big band era, the some would say bygone era. But it doesn't have to be bygone, because you can tune in 7 a.m. till noon every single Sunday now and join Lou Regani for Music of the Stars. You can also be like Tom in Grafton. Give us a call. Share your thoughts with us here on the Todd Alba Show. I am Luke Mathers, filling in for Mr. Alba on this Friday, January 19th. Continue the conversation. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Soaring from high above Riverside Park and Granddad's Bluff, this is the Talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The New Hampshire primary just 3 days away. Former President Trump campaigning in Concord on Friday, looking for another commanding victory, while Nikki Haley campaigned in Manchester. A U.S. citizen has died in the occupied West Bank, the State Department confirming the death on Friday. Palestinian health officials say the Palestinian-American teen was killed by Israeli forces. Israel has not commented. Efforts continuing to stop what will be the first inmate executed using nitrogen gas. Robert Dunham with the Death Penalty Policy Project is fighting to halt the scheduled execution of Kenneth Smith on the 25th.
Over and over, the states have persistently shown that they are not capable of carrying it out in a fair and dignified manner.
Smith would be killed by hypoxia as executioners replace his breathable air with nitrogen. Actor Alec Baldwin once again facing a felony involuntary manslaughter charge over the on-set shooting death of a cinematographer 3 years ago in New Mexico. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It's the Packers and the 49ers at Levi's Stadium. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The winner of this game goes on to the NFC Championship, one step away from the Super Bowl. The Packers played a near-perfect game last week against the Cowboys. Can they be any better? Head coach Matt LaFleur.
We're going to need a better game for sure. Absolutely. I think you can always get better, right? That's our mindset. There's always something that you can improve upon. We're going against a great opponent, and we're going to need to be at our best.
As the one seed the 49ers had last weekend off, how impressed were they by this young Packers team? Linebacker Fred Warner.
I mean, they got our attention no matter what, honestly. You went in, on the road as a seventh seed against a really good Dallas team. I mean, that's enough in itself. And then the fact that they won the way that they did. The thing that was really impressive was the way that they were able to run the football. You know, Aaron Jones has been playing at a super high level. I've respected his game for a long time. We got that mutual respect there. So that's going to be obviously another point of emphasis for us.
That's 49ers linebacker Fred Warner. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, sunshine, highs around 12 degrees. Wind chills remain below zero. 6 below tonight, 20 and partly sunny for Sunday. Still a bit breezy. For Monday, mostly cloudy. We'll see a high near 33. Chance of rain and snow Monday night into Tuesday with highs in the mid-30s.
Right now, 4 degrees below.
Tune into The Empowered Caregiver with me, Liza Hellenbrand, every Wednesday evening at 7.
On the Eagle 1490 WLCX.
The Todd Alba Show.
Luke Mathers, it's time for Tuesday Tangents with Lukester.
Everybody announced yesterday, schools are closed tomorrow. I feel like a boomer almost here, Todd. Where I'm like, back in my day, we never got a snow day in advance.
I remember sitting patiently, like cross-legged in front of the television set, just waiting for the little ticker to scroll by. And if you missed it alphabetically, you had to sit there even longer.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn, thanks for joining us. As an attorney who's been in a lot of courtrooms, Trump may insist on giving part of his closing oral arguments on this case. I'm not sure if you ever saw the ABC series Boston Legal with William Shatner as Denny Crane. We're approaching Denny Crane territory here.
That's flat out crazy. It's like taking out your own appendix with a Bowie knife and you have no anesthesia. You don't know what the hell you're doing.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Soaring from high above on Alaska and French Island, this is the Talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Oh!
Welcome back to the Todd Alba Show. I am Luke Mathers, filling in for Todd Alba as he is away for a long weekend. Got Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. You on the phone lines, 844-967-2789. If you've got a tangent to add when it comes to Quitter's Day, we'll take those for the rest of the hour. But shifting a little bit here for some breaking news occurring in the Wisconsin Capitol earlier today, a piece written up by Molly Beck over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Headline, Wisconsin Republican lawmakers introduce 14-week abortion ban. Evers promises to veto. It's a pretty interesting story all of a sudden that this is going to be the tactic that Republican lawmakers in what is a full-time legislature. Our state here in Wisconsin pays legislators to be full-time employees. But their legislative session is short. They choose for it to be short. There's only so many things, so many priorities that can be put on a legislative docket that is as short and abbreviated as we have here in Wisconsin, despite the fact that we have full-time lawmakers. This isn't an instance in other states where the lawmakers are part-time. They convene for 8 weeks and then they go back to their regular jobs. Well, it's kind of like that, but it's not supposed to be like that. Because that is how the leadership in the Wisconsin legislature has pretty much been lulled into. They're very complacent in the fact that they have abbreviated legislative cycles here in Wisconsin. They do not seem to be interested in governing for the people of Wisconsin. They are fine. They are very content with abbreviated legislative sessions, and then they go out and bring forth unpopular legislation. I don't have it in front of me. Again, this is breaking news from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, so I do not recall the exact percentage of Wisconsinites in the most recent Marquette University Law School polling that was against the overturning of Roe v. Wade. But it's roughly 3 in 5, 60%. I think it may be high, it may be north of 60%. And for Republican lawmakers who are very upset that there is a potential for new maps coming to Wisconsin, the state Supreme Court reviewing the submitted 7 different submissions for possible new maps ahead of the March 15th deadline to be the maps that are in place for this fall's elections. Lawmakers that are upset and saying, oh, well, this is an illegal gerrymander now, projecting the fact that for the last 14 years, that Wisconsin has been gerrymandered, ungerrymandering is now a gerrymander. Very similar to how DEI is racist. Talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion, that's racist. Talking about ungerrymandering, that's gerrymandering. It's a very interesting stance to take on these issues. But in a state that has full-time legislators that should be representing the people of Wisconsin, they are now putting forth, Republican lawmakers are now putting forth a proposal to restrict abortion access after 14 weeks of pregnancy. Reading from the piece written up by Molly Beck over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, it would include exceptions in situations where the mother's life or health would be endangered without the procedure, a measure that would reduce the time frame for legal abortions by 6 weeks, prompting a promise to veto by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. This is interesting timing to me because here in the state of Wisconsin, we had what was believed to be a trigger law on the books So when Roe v. Wade was overturned in the Dobbs decision, summer of 2022, leaked in spring, decision came down summer of 2022. Wisconsin was one of the states that had a trigger ban in place outlawing abortion. When that decision came down from the U.S. Supreme Court, abortion providers in the state of Wisconsin, with fear of being prosecuted under that 1849 law, stopped performing the services. Wisconsin women that needed health care could not consult their physicians. They had to seek health care in other states. Now, since a Dane County judge has ruled that that 1849 law does not outlaw abortion, there is now legal gray areas being fought over in the Wisconsin state courts that are undoubtedly going to go before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. But conservatives defending that 1849 law, Republican candidates that ran in 2022 on saying that that was their position, the overturning of Roe v. Wade was their position, that they could not create exceptions for rape or incest or for the life of the mother. Those individuals are now the ones putting forth a 14-week ban. But on the books here in Wisconsin, if the 1849 law, and this is just my understanding of the legality, and I am not a lawyer, so please, we'll have to look more into this. But again, this is breaking news, and it is something that undoubtedly is just a messaging bill. Because again, Governor Tony Evers already signaling he will not sign it. But the fact that this is coming days before Vice President Kamala Harris is coming to Wisconsin. The Vice President will be here on Monday. You can tune into Civic Media. We'll be sure to be covering the events as the Vice President visits our state. And this piece over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, written up by Molly Beck, acknowledges the fact that this is days before. The public hearing is going to be on Monday when the Vice President is here. Very quick to get a public hearing for these Republican lawmakers' supported bills. They're going to fast-track this through the legislature. They're going to do messaging around this bill, determining whether or not an individual here in Wisconsin can receive the health care that they desire. And so it is telling that maybe we're going to be getting a decision coming out soon on the 1849 law. This, to me, feels like why put something like this forward when you know it's not going to pass? It's not going to be supported. It feels like a grasping at straws around an issue where we've seen time and time again since the Dobbs decision, that Republican elected officials are facing the consequences for trying to restrict abortion access in Wisconsin and in the nation.
I feel like the reason that they keep doing stuff like this is because if they want to cling to power, they have to, because the position that the Republican Party has taken is to double, triple, quadruple down on their unpopular opinions and hope that their base comes through. Because if they don't, they're going to get death threats, or at the most lenient, they'll get primaried out, like Robin Voss is probably going to,
because well, he was primaried out, but he narrowly eked out that victory back in the fall of 2022.
But now they hate him again because he didn't do a complete, he didn't impeach Megan Wolf for no reason.
Yeah. He didn't go through with his hollow impeachment threats in the first place. Because he was all for, as soon as the the state Senate makeup after Alberta Darling retired. They did not have the supermajority in the state Senate. And as soon as that special election last spring solidified a supermajority for Republican lawmakers in the state Senate here in Wisconsin, everybody was saying, oh, we could impeach anybody we want. They got a little ahead of their skis on that one. And Robin Voss floated an idea that probably was not ever going to happen. And he knew that, but he floated the idea. And now his supporters are very upset again. And I got a chance as Mr. Greg Bach was on vacation earlier this week and late last week, filled in with Jane Matinair for Matinair On Air. Terrific show that you can listen to across the Civic Media Network from 10 a.m. till noon every weekday. But Jane and I were talking about how no state lawmaker has done more to try to overturn or question the 2020 election results than Robin Voss. And he is being threatened with a recall. He is facing a recall. It's not even a threat anymore. It is filed. And I don't know if it's necessarily outside political pressure or what is causing these messaging bills to come forward, but it feels to me that if this is coming out now on a Friday proposal, getting fast-tracked to have a Monday public hearing, and in a very abbreviated legislative session that the Republican caucuses decide is going to be a brief legislative session, that maybe we're going to be getting an update on where in the state courts this question of whether or not the 1849 law truly, because the Dane County judge ruled that it did not outlaw abortion, that it did not criminalize abortion care in Wisconsin. And I don't know if that means we're going to hear next week that the state Supreme Court is going to be taking up that appeal, because I believe that decision was appealed. And where there's going to be movement there. But it is very telling that as I've said, there's work to be done. There are important things that still need to be there. The recovery and everybody being able to benefit in the fact that there is once again an economic upturn. There are still problems Wisconsinites face. We are going to have a worker shortage of more than 100,000 workers by the end of this decade. And rather than addressing those problems, Wisconsin Republican lawmakers are deciding that this messaging bill is going to be where their focus is here in 2024. Folks, you are listening to The Todd Alba Show. I am not Todd Alba. This is the Not Todd Alba edition of The Todd Alba Show. I'm Luke Mathers, filling in for Mr. Alba as he is away for the weekend. We're going to turn the page to a little lighter note, but wanted to share that breaking news. But we got Board Game of the Week coming up with Mr. Aaron Zommers. If you've got Packer playoff predictions, we want to hear them as well, along with all of the other excellent civic media programming that we've got around the radio network this evening, throughout the weekend, and looking into next week. Not only will Vice President Kamala Harris be here on Monday in civic media on the ground covering that visit in southeastern Wisconsin, marking the 53-year anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision, the reason behind the vice president's trip to Wisconsin. We're also going to have the State of the State address coming up next Tuesday evening. Tony Evers addressing the state of Wisconsin, letting us know the state of our state, along with the Republican lawmaker response to the State of the State. It's going to be a jam-packed week here on Civic Media. We got excellent sports coverage all weekends. Bucks, Badgers, Packers. Going to get into those predictions for what to expect this weekend. And the board game of the week, which I'm looking forward to, because I like playing board games, unlike what we vision of the former guy. This is the Todd Alba Show. I'm Luke Mathers, and you are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is the talk of lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
Some days, my active psoriatic arthritis makes it hard to get in the game. Now, the ball is in my court, thanks to treating my skin and joints with Sky Rizzi, Risankizumab Rizza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults. Nothing is everything. Sky Rizzi helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi and visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKY-RIZI to learn more.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Todd Alba Show. I'm Luke Mathers, filling in for Todd Alba, and hopefully all of us Packer fans out there will be able to hear this song over and over again tomorrow evening when the green and gold head west to take on the San Francisco 49ers in the divisional round, a game that you can listen to across the Civic Media radio network on several different Civic Media stations, in southeastern Wisconsin on WRJN in Racine and Kenosha, in southwestern Wisconsin in Richland Center's WRCO radio from the center, and up north in the Northwoods Park Falls WCQM. You can listen to those three tremendous Civic Media stations to hear your green and gold take on in the divisional round, San Francisco 49ers. I'm very excited for that. Before we jump to all the excellent sports that are going on in the big sports weekend this weekend, heading over to the text line, we got Sherry in Horicon texting in saying, why the hell do old white males get to say what women's rights are? And Sherry, that is an excellent point. And that is something that I think we need more women across the state of Wisconsin to be running for office, to be able to be the ones making those decisions rather than the overrepresentation that we have of older white males in our legislators, both here in Wisconsin and in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. If you want to learn more about women that are running, stepping up and running for public office here in 2024, be sure to tune in every Thursday morning, 7:30, Women Win Wisconsin on Up North News Radio with our friend Pat Krylow and Dr. Kristen Lyerly. They are joined each week by excellent candidates that are running to represent areas around the state of Wisconsin. So you can listen to that morning show, 6 to 8 a.m., Up North News Radio on several different Civic Media radio stations. Check out the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us, to see all the different stations that you can listen to Pat, Dr. Lyerly, and all of the excellent news on Up North News Radio each week morning, weekday morning, week morning. That doesn't make sense. But it's an excellent segment. You want to tune in every Thursday morning, 7:30, Women Win Wisconsin. But getting back to the green and gold, Aaron, you keeping it light? No predictions? You're just looking forward to a good game, maybe? Or
yeah, I feel similarly to what you said earlier, where last weekend I was thinking, you know, I feel like they're going to do better than people think they're going to do. Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't think they were going to get the floor wiped with them, but I wasn't certain the Packers were going to win. I just figured, you know what? I'll watch it. Whatever happens, happens. And that's kind of how I feel this week.
I think that it's going to be, there are two excellent playmakers between the two teams. I think Deebo Samuel is one of the most electric players, a wide receiver for the San Francisco 49ers, one of the most electric players in the entire NFL. And I think Jaden Reed, our wide receiver, is on track to be a Deebo Samuel caliber player. And so I think whichever two of those players has the bigger game is going to be the one that leads their team to victory tomorrow night.
I think it also depends on whether or not Joe Barry shows up to work.
This is a very, very important detail. But hey, Last time the Packers played the 49ers in the playoffs, Joe Barry did his job. He held them to 10 points. Our offense just couldn't score a freaking touchdown. It was our defense that scored the touchdown that game for us. So we maybe we'll have the Joe Barry of a couple years ago that was able to take care of business. And I'm thinking a very electric offense led by Jordan Love and with key playmakers like Jaden Reed. The Packers could have the surprising upset, but I'm not getting too optimistic. It'll be interesting. Let's head over, rather than talking about the West Coast and tomorrow night's matchup, let's hear what you got, Aaron, on deck for this week's Board Game of the Week.
It's that time once again. Here we are for the Board Game of the Week from Aaron Zommers. So today,
is that what Todd does?
No, I do just...
You do a Todd impersonation in front of Todd?
It wasn't intended to be a Todd impersonation.
I couldn't tell.
It was just a goofy voice.
It's just a goofy voice. Okay.
But yeah.
My apologies, Todd.
All good. This week's board game is Root, a game with 2 to 4 players. Takes about 60 to 90 minutes to play. And I will say, just putting it out there before I get too deep into it, this is the most complicated board game I've ever talked about on this segment before. Okay.
So this is one you gotta get prepared. You gotta sit back. You gotta get into the 90 minutes for a board game. I feel like is a pretty good commitment. So that
it's more than some of the other ones that I've talked about. Mm-hmm. And the first time you play it, it's definitely gonna be closer to that 90 minute mark than the 60 minute mark. So, okay. Root, the premise of the game, you duke it out as 4 different factions of woodland creatures. So you have a forest, a big board that represents a forest. One of you is playing as the conniving, opportunistic cats who have recently taken over. So they start with the biggest board presence.
Okay.
You have the court of birds who are a little bit bird brained.
Not a murder of crows, just a court of birds.
Yes. It is not a murder of crows, unfortunately. But so with their actions, basically every time you take a turn, you add another action and you have to do all of them every turn.
So kind of like Simon Says vibes.
Right.
You got to make sure that you do them in order and okay.
That kind of thing. All right. Then you can get some pretty big penalties if you mess that up too hard. You also have the Woodland Alliance, which is a bunch of rabbits that work together to try and thwart the opportunistic nature of the cats. And then you have the Vagabond, who goes between the four or the other three and tries to strike deals and make out with
Is that a human or is that a different?
It's a
different
raccoon.
Okay. Raccoon is the Vagabond.
So yes, right. It's very asymmetrical. Which is part of why it's so complicated, because whichever creature you're playing as, the rules are basically entirely different.
And have you played it yet?
I have. Okay. It took a while to figure out, but...
Which faction is your favorite?
I haven't gotten to play with all of them yet. I played as the Woodland Alliance, the rabbits, and that was really fun. I'm looking forward to trying out the birds, though, because it seems like an interesting puzzle to try and navigate.
Interesting. I feel like the rabbits would be the easiest, because, you know, bunnies populate really quickly, so you could have a pretty large... formidable army, I think.
This is true.
In relatively quick time.
They do have, I don't remember if they or the cats have the highest number of pieces, but it's one of the two.
Well, there you go. If you are looking for a board game to play this weekend, as you know, temperatures are going to start to warm up, but the conditions still pretty cold out there for January here. Root, the name of the game. And we'll have to find some time to play. There we go. Well, really appreciate it, Aaron, for all of your help on this terrific Friday afternoon. Mr. Alba, we did not burn down the place in your absence. Everybody have an excellent weekend. Hopefully Todd is enjoying his long weekends. Todd will be back on Monday with the Vice President in Wisconsin. Wherever you are, keep banging your drum.
Soaring from high above Holman and UW La Crosse, this is the talk of La Crosse. Eagle 1490. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media? Learn more about the entire network at civicmedia.us.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.